AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Baltimore police, backed by police from across Maryland and D.C. and the National Guard, will remain out in force through the rest of the week in the wake of Monday night's looting and burning. Police Captain Eric Kowalczyk.
As we move through the week, we will evaluate on an hour-by-hour, day-by-day basis to see what sort of deployments that we need to do, where we need to put resources. We'll continue to monitor social media for information as it comes out.
Earlier today, a few dozen protesters gathered outside the office of Baltimore's top prosecutor, calling for swift action in the case of Freddie Gray, a black man who suffered fatal injuries while in police custody. Police say a report on the investigation into Gray's death will be given to the state attorney's office by Friday. Ohio Governor John Kasich announces a first-ever state police standards board that will lay out rules for law enforcement over the proper use of deadly force.
Nobody's going to be walking away from this. The governor of this state is not going to look the other way. We are going to heal our communities. We are going to get ahead of the curve on what we have seen in other parts of this country.
The 12-member board will create standards for police hiring, recruiting, as well as local community interaction. President Obama honors the nation's Teacher of the Year.
85% of Shana People students in Amarillo, Texas, are considered economically disadvantaged.
Many are refugees from places like Iraq.
President Obama says teachers like Peoples provide a safe haven.
In a sense, I sell hope, she says.
He added the country is hungry for more teachers like Peoples, who said teachers offer students and parents the chance to dream.
They trust us to teach them, no matter their abilities, behaviors, or financial situations.
The president said teachers deserve support and appreciation and probably deserve higher salaries. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. The economy slowed to a crawl earlier this year. Jerry Boatlander with more.
The economy was hit from all sides in the first quarter of the year. There was the rough winter weather, so shoppers stayed home, major cutbacks in oil and gas drilling, and on top of that, exports took a nosedive. It all meant that growth was a scant 0.2% in the quarter. That's the poorest showing in a year, and a 2% decline from the final quarter of last year. The report came out just as Fed policymakers wind up a two-day meeting, and analysts say it rules out an interest rate hike anytime soon. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
Black & Decker agrees to pay nearly $1.6 million to settle allegations it failed to report safety problems with cordless electric lawnmowers. The Department of Justice and Consumer Product Safety Commission say some of the lawnmowers either started spontaneously or kept running after users released the handles and took out the key. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.